They never no more good a horse or a mule after they get in the quicksand.
Even after you get a man.
It kind of chills the bones. It does something to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that cow, I tell you, my quit out of my bed or out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my husband is dead. The one that me and him bought this place. We wasn't married then, but he was working for me for wages.
Mm-hmm.
And he got some neighbors around that hit him, get her out. And so we taken and got the mud off of them, mm-hmm. you know. And then we taken and put them quilts and things on them and built some fires around. Well, it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had laid there. I don't know how long she'd been in.
Mm-hmm.
But when she didn't come up, we went to look for her. So he sat up all night, me and him and one of the neighbors. And tried to keep her warm, get her warm.
Mm-hmm.
She had to put chill up there.
I just didn't know that. What would you call, what were you thinking? You were thinking of a word when I asked about the salt grass that grows where all this water is standing around.
Marsh is
one name that they use for. And you talking about planting your syrup cane in one kind of soil. What were some other kinds of soils that you, of course, some of it's this old red clay stuff, but you would tell them in different names, and what kind do you like for gardens and things?
Well, now you take potatoes, sweet potatoes, you take and put them in tolerable rich dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want a good sorghum patch, you put it on light land. If you don't, it'll be dark. But as far as just vegetables, just the common ground.
Mm-hmm. When it's part sand and part clay mixed up, do you have any special name for that?
Well, I'd call it just a... What would you call it?
Well, the word they wanted was loan.
No, I don't know that word.
And I mean, that doesn't mean that's the right word. That's just that's a word that some people use.
Well,
now, that's not
long,
one.
Long is you.
Uh-huh. And some people, now, I've never, rich soul is one. See, that's one you said. And yeah. I was seeing how many on here that you might come up with. So it didn't mean that there's no anything right or wrong. See, it was just interesting. Right. It's got black on there. But they got one on here I've never heard of. See, and I was trying to see if it was common in this part of the country. It's buckshot land. Have you ever heard of anybody called buckshot land?
Yes.
Now, see, I've never heard of that in my life.
That's it. But I don't think we're in that belt here.
We haven't gotten none of that land around before. I know anything about it.
But I've read in stories and things about buckshot land.
Yeah.
But
you must read a lot.
I do.
Did you go to school with you in Griffin, too?
Yes. I graduated from Spalding, I mean Griffin High.
Uh-huh.
And I also went to Mercy University.
Uh-huh.
My folks wanted me to be a preacher. And I was for a while, and
uh-huh.
I'm still ordained, yeah.
Was that Baptist?
But I gave it up. I gave it up later on account of those things. They kept doing things that I couldn't see anything about. And I just quit after. That I had worked long hours in the store in town to get money to educate me. With. She made me promise that when I was 7 years old, I would be a Baptist preacher. Well, I didn't know nothing about it.
You know what it meant to be a Baptist preacher?
But I went on and I studied it most. But they wanted to scare people and join the church.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They wanted
that. That was
most
the bad, right?
Evangelism and all, you know, of course. And then several other things I seen. So I just